The first thing they saw on entering Hagrid's cabin was Buckbeak, who was stretched out on top of Hagrid's patchwork quilt, his enormous wings folded tight to his body, enjoying a large plate of dead ferrets. Averting his eyes from this unpleasant sight, Harry saw a gigantic, hairy brown suit and a very horrible yellow and orange tie hanging from the top of Hagrid's wardrobe door. "What are they for, Hagrid?" said Harry.
"Buckbeak's case against the Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures," said Hagrid. "This Friday, him and me'll be going down to London together. I've booked two beds on the night bus."
Harry felt a nasty pang of guilt. He had completely forgotten that Buckbeak's trial was so near, and judging by the uneasy look on Ron's face, he had too. They had also forgotten their promise about helping him prepare Buckbeak's defence. The arrival of the firebolt had driven it clean out of their minds. Hagrid poured them tea and offered them a plate of Bath buns, but they knew better than to accept. They had had too much experience with Hagrid's cooking.
"I got something to discuss with you two,"
said Hagrid, sitting himself between them and looking uncharacteristically serious.
"What?" said Harry.
"Hermione,"
said Hagrid.
"What about her?"
said Ron.
"She's in a right state, that's what. She's been coming down to visit me a lot since Christmas, been feeling lonely. First you weren't talking to her because of the firebolt, now you're not talking to her because her cat
ate scabbers," Ron interjected angrily.
"Because her cat acted like all cats do,"
Hagrid continued doggedly.
"She's cried a fair few times, you know. Going through a rough time at the moment. Bitten off more than she can chew, if you ask me. All the work she's trying to do. Still found time to help me with Buckbeak's case, mind. She's found some really good stuff for me. Reckon he'll stand a good chance now."
"Hagrid, we should have helped as well. Sorry," Harry began awkwardly.
"I'm not blaming you,"
said Hagrid, waving Harry's apology aside.
"God knows you've had enough to be getting on with. I've seen you practising Quidditch every hour of the day and night. But I gotta tell you, I thought you two would value your friend more than broomsticks or rats. That's all."
Harry and Ron exchanged uncomfortable looks.
"Really upset she was when Black nearly stabbed you, Ron. She's got her heart in the right place, Hermione has. And you two not talking to her?"
"If she'd just get rid of that cat, I'd speak to her again," Ron said angrily. "But she's still sticking up for it. It's a maniac, and she won't hear a word against it."
"Ah, well, people can be a bit stupid about their pets,"
said Hagrid wisely. Behind him, Buckbeak spat a few ferret bones onto Hagrid's pillow.